Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody, or is it Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle? Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's going to be a construction and contracting equipment auction featuring wheel loaders, excavators, cranes, Airstream travel trailers, campers, a boat, containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Learn about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Well, that was quite a game last night.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch.
I'm going to lay this out
Nice here. Way to spend my evening.
I'm going to lay this out there really quickly.
You go.
The Nuggets did not lose that game. They didn't lose it at all. They got beat. They got beaten badly, specifically in the first half. Don't want to hear the argument. They didn't play with enough intensity, that they looked lost.
Oh, that's all gobbledygook at this point.
Minnesota forced that on them specifically in the first half. And oh, by the way, they kind of called off the dogs a little bit in the second half. They were not playing with the same defensive intensity. It was still high, but it wasn't the same exact thing.
Didn't need to.
Right.
I mean, look, every now and then you get into situations that you're simply in over your heads.
Yep.
Nuggets are in over their heads right now. Period.
They're playing a better team, yep. Period. The last time I can remember feeling this way wasn't too long ago. It's when the Avalanche got their drum beaten, at least defensively, by Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Kind of feel the same way. Like, wow. The difference is the Avs really were the better team.
Yeah.
In this case, the Nuggets are not. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Okay, so an embarrassing loss. They're down 2-0. They go to Minnesota, and the Timberwolves can close this thing out. A lot of people on Twitter saying, Nuggets played poorly, not aggressive enough, look lost, yada, yada, yada. Do you believe that the Nuggets just played poorly, weren't aggressive enough? Or was this really about Minnesota looking like, I don't know, gravy on mashed potatoes, hot fudge on ice cream, where they just stuck and smothered?
I'm always going to give credit where credit is due. You tip your hat to Minnesota and the way that they're playing. They've been the better team, playing better. That's a tough combination to counter. I get a perverse chuckle out of people that talk about adjustments. Adjustments, yes, you can make adjustments. But you can't make adjustments on 3 of 18 shooting from a guy that's got to shoot better.
Are we still going to talk about this calf injury?
Is it a factor? Yes, but it's not such an overriding factor that you can fall back on it. Minnesota's up 2-0 because they came in here, they said that they were going to kick your ass, and then they did it. That's why they're up 2-0. The rest of it is all whiny excuse, throwing a heating pad kind of crap.
And ironically and fittingly, a towel. Jamal Murray, after throwing the heating pad, threw in the towel. Literally threw a towel. How much of a metaphor is that?
It was a really bad look. I mean, you're throwing something on the floor that can injure an opposing player, can injure one of your own teammates. I understand the moment of frustration that it was born from. I get it. I know that Jamal Murray right now is probably taking on far more than he mentally can probably handle. Anyone could right now. He wants to be a reason that this team is succeeding. It ain't there. It's not there right now. And it doesn't matter what it is at this particular point. They're down 2-0 because they have been outplayed by a team that is playing at a higher level and that started probably at a higher level to begin with.
As I said yesterday, as I said last week, even before the series started, and now we're certainly seeing it, this is like the movie Rocky III. The Timberwolves are Mr. T. That's what they are. Bane. That's what they want. That's how they are playing right now. They are playing with a focus. They are playing with the eye of the tiger. And right now, you have the champs, Rocky, looking glassy-eyed and just not ready. But quite frankly, it's not even, in my opinion, it's not so much about how they played against the Lakers and looked like at times they were sleepwalking. The Nuggets last year showed how well they can play defensively. And they played with a great deal of intensity.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between how the Nuggets played defensively in the playoffs and how Minnesota is playing in the playoffs right now, Minnesota has far better personnel on defense. Those guys are dogs defensively, all of them, mm-hmm. that seem to hit the floor. They are better defensive players. And that's why what is happening right now.
Well, they're more motivated defensive players, too, on top of it. But
were already great all season. They were the best defensive team in basketball. Mm-hmm. They've just taken it up another notch.
Yeah, exactly.
They are long. They are strong. It looked like there were 7 of them out there.
Yeah. And you know what it did for me last night? It relieved the pressure. I have no pressure. I have no angst in this. This thing to me is done.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about Game 3 on Friday. I'm not concerned about it because I've seen enough over 96 minutes to know who's going to win this series. The question now is by how much and how many games.
I can't believe I'm saying this about a team that is defending a championship. I feel sorry for him.
Oh,
I do. Because honestly, I don't even know if I want to watch the next 2 games.
Well, we'll drag our butts in front of it.
No, I understand. We'll watch. That.
I mean, you
it
know,
it would just be easier if this series was over, because it's not so much what's going to happen on Friday or what's going to happen on Sunday. It's literally painful to watch, and it's not because the Nuggets are losing. They are just getting beat. Now, I don't think the Nuggets are helping themselves with behind-the-back passes when they're down by 25.
Yeah, they're so loose with the ball.
Every lane is filled. Jokic, for as smart as he is getting smothered. They're running bodies on him. They're running bodies on Murray. Nobody has any breathing room when they get the ball, if they can even get the ball. And please, Nuggets fans, stop yelling at the referees. Please stop it. The game was called the same way both ways. And quite frankly, Jamal Murray should be fortunate that the referees didn't see him throw that heating pad on the floor.
Yeah, the league, although, the league may not be as lenient.
Well, here's the rule. The rule is, which is a stupid rule, that if Murray would have been caught in game, it only would have been a technical. Because when you throw something, if you throw something at someone, that is an ejection. If you just throw something on the floor, then it is a technical foul. But upon further review, the league will look at this, and Jamal Murray absolutely should be suspended for game three.
I would think so.
Because if you don't, then you're saying it's okay for everybody else to do.
Of course. How indignant and red-assed would we be if someone from Minnesota had done that?
Right. And then somebody got injured.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the Nuggets got smothered offensively, and defensively, it seemed like there were a ton of open shots. Correct me if I'm wrong. When this game started, did it look like the Nuggets were playing with intensity?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought they were, they were okay energy-wise out of the gates. That wasn't the issue. The issue was Minnesota was getting to their spots. Minnesota was defending. Minnesota was creating off their defense. And the Nuggets are having real issues guarding this team. This team came in and shot almost 52% over the course of two games on the road at the defending champion's crib. The Nuggets are shooting about 38% as a team. I mean, you can get into the weeds about why this is happening, how this is happening, but frankly, it really doesn't matter. It's happening at a wide enough disparity that it's simply the difference between Minnesota, how good they are and how well they're playing, and the Nuggets, how poorly they're playing. And one has a lot to do with the other. Minnesota, we use this term all the time, imposing your will. We use it in virtually any sport that you can do it in. You can do it in basketball. You can impose your will defensively on another team. And that is what Minnesota has clearly done in these first two games. You can get into all of the other permutations, et cetera, but just that alone, the defense that Minnesota is playing in this series has created would be enough to create the 2-0 deficit that the Nuggets now face.
Let's go back to the regular season. Should we have seen this coming when in Minnesota they were missing Naz Reid and they were missing Cat and the game almost went to overtime? Gobert. They didn't have the guy's going to
win. The Nuggets were 57-25 and the Timberwolves were 56-26. There's got to be a guide somewhere.
I'm talking about matchups. The Timberwolves almost won that game, and the only reason they didn't, Anthony Edwards missed a shot. I'll tell you.
Timberwolves are playing at yes. Yes, to your point, the answer is yes, and that's why we've talked about the danger of matchups during the course of the season, but Minnesota's playing at another level.
And I think they are for one particular reason, for the same reason why the Nuggets won the championship last year. We'll talk about that next.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Without love, pain, I can't get enough pain. I like it rough, cause I'd rather feel pain than nothing at all.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, mylifesports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's going to be a construction and contracting equipment auction featuring wheel loaders, excavators, cranes, Airstream travel trailers, campers, a boat, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, this is the weekend Sasquatch and Wildcard Casinos. They're giving away $32,000 towards the purchase of a recreational vehicle from an authorized Colorado dealer, or a little over $22,000 in cash. And yes, it is this weekend, Mother's Day weekend. Get final entries every half hour from 10 a.m. until midnight during their daily cash drawings. And if you don't get drawn out, no problem. They are having a second chance drawing on Wednesdays, which is tomorrow, that can turn into 7,000 big ones. Sasquatch and Wildcard Casinos, a family-owned casino that treats you like family. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
After the Nuggets won the championship last year, I remember us talking about what's going to be the motivation for the Nuggets going into the season, clearly defending a title. However, they had all kinds of external motivation. Nobody believes in us. Nobody thinks we're that good. All the national guys are picking against us. Jokic should not win the MVP. There was always a narrative where the Nuggets could have a boulder on their shoulder. Can you make the case now, after watching the Lakers series, watching this series, in which Minnesota, quite frankly, is better, that they are much better as underdogs than frontrunners?
Well, most people are better as underdogs. I mean, I think that that falls back into the climb is always easier than staying there. Once you get there, I'm not saying easier because the climb can be difficult, no question. But staying there is a challenge in and of itself, and it's a different kind of challenge. So, yeah, I suppose, but you channel your challenges in different ways. Okay, so you don't have the chip on your shoulder. You don't have the boulder on your shoulder, but you find different ways to challenge yourself to get back. Will this kind of what appears to be a very embarrassing boot out of the playoffs in the second round fuel the Nuggets next year? Yeah, you would think it probably would put a chip on their shoulder again. But you know something? Good for Minnesota. If they've got a chip on their shoulder, fine. Great. It's more than a chip on their shoulder to provide what they are doing right now. They are dismantling a team that won 57 games in the regular season, that just beat the Lakers in five, and that is the defending champions on their home floor. That's next level stuff. That's not just a chip on your shoulder. That's being good enough to back it up.
I think Minnesota has a chip on their shoulder as well. Can you really beat Durant? And they beat the hell out of him and Booker. Then they're going to play the defending champs. Throw in some more motivation. The Nuggets beat them in five last year.
Right.
I think they have their own sets of motivation. And then they're going to probably wind up playing Oklahoma City. And the narrative is going to be, yeah, Minnesota's really good, but who's the number one seed? I think that
I think the narrative is going to change by the time they get to Oklahoma City, to be really honest.
I think so too.
Yep.
I think so too. However, for a guy like Anthony Edwards, you know, who's going to finish with more MVP votes? It's going to be SGA.
Sure.
And Anthony Edwards is going to want to have something to prove. So sometimes you fabricate things in your head, and it's not much of a stretch to say they can find a way to fabricate that. Before the game, Rudy Gobert was there for the birth of his first child.
And congratulations. Oh, how wonderful.
Right.
Great. Good for them. Congratulations.
With that, he tried to get back, but because of the wind, he couldn't.
Yeah.
On an airplane.
Right.
I think most of us thought, okay, no Gobert. Defensively, they're going to be really good, right? He's going to win the Defensive Player of the Year award today, his fourth time. But we're probably thinking this is going to be an advantage. And you can make the case they played much better defensively without him. Not to say they don't want to have him, but they played better without him. And oh, by the way, I want to take a step back as well. Let's look at the last couple of games, maybe the last three games, if I'm not mistaken. But I know it's the last two. When we talked about the Nuggets winning games, they didn't have Karl Anthony Towns either. This was a situation for the Nuggets and for the fans. We are better than Minnesota. They didn't have their second best player in those final two or three games. And I think, I don't want to call it a false sense of security, but maybe it was.
I don't know. I mean,
Kat has been great. Not good. He has been great, and he's been very good defensively.
No, he's been, I think, better defensively than he has been offensively.
And, oh, by the way, he's not hanging around the perimeter. He is getting close to the basket. He's getting rebounds. And when you, I mean, what is so discouraging is that Minnesota is blocking shots all over the place, and they're forcing steals, and it's because of what they are doing. Let's not say the Nuggets are playing poorly. They quite frankly, didn't play that well overall against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
That was, they played poorly. Against Minnesota, they are being forced to play poorly.
Yeah. You've got to, look, they're short of hitting shots, which they have not been able to do, and which Minnesota gets great credit for. Michael Malone said this before the series, the day before the series started, in fact. He said, this is going to be about finding ways to score against a team that takes that away from you.
You know what it feels like? They're seeing ghosts out there.
Yeah.
Because it feels like there's seven guys on the floor for Minnesota.
Well, they haven't been able to get anything going in transition. And the more that you can score in transition, and they haven't played good enough defense to create opportunities in transition. So now if you're going to go play in the half court, look for more that their on ball pressure is so withering that you got to do things like backdoor cuts. You've got to attack the basket. You got to do things against pressure that alleviates pressure. Minnesota is having their way defensively right now, and good for them. I mean, I tip any team that is going to bludgeon you with rebounding and defense is my kind of team, to be honest with you. I love that kind of stuff.
That was the Nuggets last year.
Even at the expense of who the Nuggets are right now, I mean, you show me a team like, and they do it, and look, I'm not going to get into the whole 48 minutes, because they didn't do it they did it long enough last night to put the game so far out of reach that there was no doubt about it. By halftime, that game was done. Finished.
Oh, by the way, we talked a lot about this going into the series. The Nuggets bench versus Minnesota's bench. Well, Reed once again scores 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Walker scores 14 points. You can make the case, even though Holiday scored 13.
Yeah, the bench wasn't a factor.
The bench isn't the problem.
No.
The bench isn't the problem in this series. And here's the reason why. Michael Porter Jr. was 4 of 12. Jamal Murray was 3 of 18. Jokic was 5 of 13. If those guys are going to shoot like that, what in the hell do you think the bench is going to do?
Yeah. 8 of 31 from the big two. And that was after 16 of 39 or whatever it was. And 41%. It was worse last night.
I kept saying, going into this series, the top three offensive threats for the Nuggets, and Minnesota's been doing a lot of rotating, but generally speaking, Minnesota can stick McDaniels on MPJ, Gobert or Cat on Jokic, and then you can put Edwards on Jamal Murray. The Nuggets' top three scorers are going up against three or four of the Timberwolves' top defensive players. And I said going into the series, that is going to be a major problem. And that's why Aaron Gordon busted out of the gate with 15 points. What he did close to the basket, that's Nuggets basketball. But then they started to let him start hitting threes.
Mm-hmm.
He hit a couple early, but you knew that was not going to continue.
No. The big three had 33 points between them last night. That's a mic drop right there.
You want to hear another mic drop?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Edwards and Cat had 36 points at the half. Mm-hmm. The Nuggets had 35.
Yeah. We're going to get flagged for piling on.
We're not piling on. We're stating facts.
This is the way it is. This is the difference in these two teams. I'm not saying it's 26 points. I'm saying the difference in these two teams is that Minnesota has been good enough in two games essentially to impose their will. That's all I'm saying.
And we talked about it. We talked about it yesterday heading into this game. I think Michael Malone talked about matchups, concepts, and also
Jokic. Jokic was the one that said.
Jokic talked about concepts, matchups, and playing aggressive. And I said to you, is playing more aggressively, is that going to be enough? And then I answered my own question by saying, I don't think it is.
Mm-mm.
It's just not. Because they're going to lose the matchups, and Michael Malone is going to have to do something concept-wise, and I don't know what he can do concept-wise.
There are no adjustments for 29 of 83 and 34%. I mean, where you're getting your shots, maybe you can make that argument. Attacking the basket, trying to relieve pressure, back cuts, things of that nature, those are things that you can try moving forward. But playing the way that you play the game straight up, a two-man game with Joker and Murray, it's not working because Minnesota is taking it away.
The passing lanes are completely cut off. So what are they falling back to? One-on-one basketball where they're driving the hole into three guys, which is a brick wall. And it seems like everything is getting blocked. I think that Naz Reid blocked, Jokic on one possession two or three times.
Yeah, did. They had 12 blocks.
with no Gobert.
Mm-hmm. They had 12 blocks.
With no Gobert.
Yeah.
The best defensive player in the league.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is right now through two games. And what realistically can happen? Well, personally, I think they'll be without Jamal Murray on Friday anyway.
Right.
So that's that. So now you're asking even more of Nikola Jokic. So then you're probably 3-0 looking at a trying to survive game on Sunday. And okay, maybe if you can get one and then you come back and who knows? I mean,
it would just be better if they got swept. Yeah. Let's just end this thing. It's like watching your puppy get kicked. It's like enough. Just
well,
end
see,
it. Just
and,
end it.
And yes, I will continue to, I will keep an eye on it, but it's not appointment viewing for me anymore because I have been relieved. The pressure has been relieved for me because I do not see a path for the Nuggets against this team.
Right.
I don't see it.
Right.
I could be wrong. Plenty. I've been wrong plenty. But against this team and their current makeup right now, their energy level, the manner in which they're playing, frankly, the manner in which they're being allowed to play, I just don't see a path for them.
I have some good news, though.
What do you got?
The Avalanche play tonight.
What did I say to you last night at halftime?
Well, it was halftime, and I texted you, and I said, I'm not going to be up late tonight because I could probably get show notes to you well before this game is over.
Right.
And you texted me back and said, go Avs.
That was it. Yeah. Just very simply.
I was in bed at 10:15.
Go Avs.
I was in bed right when the final horn sounded because the show notes were all done. With that, how good do you feel about Georgiev going into the playoffs?
Come on. Let's go.
Right? How good do you feel about them? And what concerns you for the Avs? What encourages you about the Avs going into the series? I'll give you one thing to look out for, because one of the Avs' biggest advantages is likely going to be taken away starting tonight. That's next.
I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's going to be a construction and contracting equipment auction featuring wheel loaders, excavators, cranes, Airstream travel trailers, campers, a boat, containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Quick programming note, Arif Dean, who covers the Avs for Mile High Sports, will be joining us at 8:15. We're going to tease this up right now. Game one tonight in Dallas. How good do you feel about Georgiev going into this game, or is that all in the past now?
I don't know if it's all in the past. If I had to rate the two goalkeepers in this series, I would probably give Dallas the edge.
I would give them far more than the edge.
Although Ottinger's given up 14 goals against the Avs in four games this season. So,
well, how you doing the how you're playing today?
Right.
Seven games, 14 goals, two goals a game.
Right. I get it.
Although Vegas isn't a high-scoring team.
Right. So, where then do you see Georgiev? Do you take him over his last four games? How much has your level of confidence on him directly improved over the last four games? And is it enough of a trend that you feel good about him going into tonight?
There's no reason why he should not have confidence going into this game. Because even though the defense has played much better in front of him, he has made some big saves.
Yeah.
So I think that's where he should have some confidence. But with Dallas, they are what the Nuggets were last year.
Hmm.
And this is what I mean by that. They can play any type of game you want to play. You want to skate up and down the ice? They can do it. You want to get into a high-scoring game? They have the lines to do it. You want to play a lockdown defensive game? They can do it. They can play any type of game that you would like to play, and they can beat you.
Peter DeBoer, the Dallas coach, said something interesting about pace of play yesterday or the day before, after their win against Vegas. And he talked about the one thing he probably doesn't want to do, even though he's got eight different 20-goal scorers. So he's got guys.
You know who else did?
Yeah.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Remember, we kept talking about with that St. Louis
a
couple of years ago.
Sure.
Man, they look at their line.
That was
a
pretty good series, though. Series against St. Louis was pretty good. Anyway, but
not for Kemper.
No. But here's what I say. He said, we don't want to get in a track meet with them.
Correct.
That's the one. He said they want to level their game, various levels of their game. And that's a...
Their top-end guys cannot match the Avs' top-end guys.
Not many can.
Nobody can.
Right. So then the Avs scored well against a primarily defensive team. How that equates into this series remains to be seen. Dallas is a better team than Winnipeg. Period.
They are not as good defensively as Winnipeg.
But they're,
and that's why when you look at what the Avs did to them, that's what makes it so eye-popping.
Yeah.
This is an area where the Avs might have a disadvantage, having nothing to do what they do. Dallas is a very disciplined team. They do not take a lot of penalties. And the biggest advantage that the Avs would have in any series that they play is their power play. And 27% of their goals against Winnipeg were power play goals.
Right.
They scored 22.
And Winnipeg got frustrated, no question.
Yes.
They did. They
scored 22 goals. Now, there were some empty netters there, right?
Right.
Okay. What were there, a couple? Two or three empty netters?
There was at least two.
Okay.
I'm not sure about this.
So let's say two. So they scored 20 goals when, you know, everybody was on the ice. In theory, not talking about, you know, penalty kill and whatever. I'm talking about when it was 5-on-5 or 5-on-4, not 6-on-5.
Right.
So generally speaking, nearly 30% of the Avs goals came on the power play. And I don't think they're going to get as many opportunities as they did against Winnipeg.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
And that's something
I thought of it myself.
That's something to think about.
Yeah.
that is something to think about.
But 5-on-5, the Avs are great too.
Yeah, they are. I think this is going to be a really fun series. And I think
we thought the Timberwolves Nuggets were going to be fun too.
Not fun. I thought it was going to be a better series. I thought it was going to be can't miss television. And now it's like
can miss television.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. So
it's like watching Happy Days reruns.
I mean, the Stars, who's playing better going in? If you're going to use that as a gauge, it's the Avalanche. They're playing better.
They're playing better offensively and defensively, yeah. But it's a different opponent.
Totally. And that was the next thing that I was going to say. You don't carry one thing over from the other than the confidence that it gave you doing it.
I believe the Avs are the favorites in this series.
I think they probably are. They were the favorite at the start of the playoffs on the road in Winnipeg. They were the favorites to win the West. I think they were.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I think they were.
Avs are slight underdogs this series. They're +100. Dallas is -120.
Huh,
very close.
Because I saw, it was like a percentage-based thing.
Yeah, actually, Edmonton, I think, was the favorite.
Well, that would be an up-and-down series.
I think Edmonton was the favorite. I remember looking up the odds, and now I wish I had them in my brain. But the Avs were either the favorite or the second favorite to win the West, even starting on the road in Winnipeg.
By the way, you want to have everybody's favorite conversation, rest versus rust? I don't. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss the Nuggets and Michael Malone's frustration with the officiating last night and how it affected them, and which star in the Eastern Conference has scored over 40 in 4 straight playoff games. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Are you playing this as a tribute to the Nuggets?
Possibly, yeah. You can see it that way.
Yeah.
They're alive.
They're still standing because they've only played 2 games.
Yeah, they've only played 2.
Yep. By the way, the Dallas Stars lost their first 2 games at home against Vegas.
Won't fly against Colorado. They lose their first 2 games. This series will be done. No. Dallas isn't coming in here and winning three times. Not going to happen. I'll call that shot right now.
Okay. Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's going to be a contracting and equipment auction, construction auction as well, featuring wheel loaders, excavators, cranes, Airstream travel trailers, campers, a boat, containers, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to MountainHighAppliance.com.
Alrighty, guys. Last night's game saw the Nuggets get frustrated with the officiating, especially in the first half. Michael Malone stormed onto the court and got in the face of referee Mark Davis. Jamal Murray tossed a heat pack onto the floor, and the Nuggets were just upset by the lack of foul calls they were receiving. First of all, what was your take on the refs letting them play last night, and do you think Malone should have been teed up for giving Mark Davis the business?
It was a bad no call. I mean, okay, in that place and in that time, it was a really bad missed call. But as the game unfolded, that's the way the game was basically called. It was called both ways. That's fine. Adjust to it. He had a gripe in the moment. I thought it was good that he didn't get a technical because he deserved the bitch. Really, frankly, at that moment, he deserved the gripe at the official. It was a bad no call. I mean, it was a clear charge on the play. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's about as mad as you'll see a coach, right, without getting a T. Reggie Miller was saying he should have been thrown out of the game.
You can't run on the court like that.
Right.
No.
So.
No, it was. I just hate it when, and I'm not saying that you're doing this, Alex, but I hate it when the conversation gets back to officiating in a game that was so one-sided.
Right.
And I think that fan bases everywhere, not just here, fan bases everywhere love to use that as their default.
Yeah.
Stop it.
All right, just in case you missed it, in Game 1 of the Knicks-Pacers second-round series, the Knicks escaped with more late-game heroics from Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo. The Pacers did have a couple calls go against them late, including that moving screen foul on Miles Turner. Jalen Brunson now has 40 points in four straight playoff games. What did you think of the finish at Madison Square Garden in the absolute heater Brunson is on right now?
It was a phenomenal. It was a fun game to watch with a phenomenal finish. It went right down to the wire. Brunson was unbelievable, but that trio from Villanova last night was 33 for 56, scored 92 of their 121 points. Three guards, Brunson, Hart, and DiVincenzo. It's cool. Three guys from Philly in New York propping up the Knicks, who I will be, I swallow hard when I say this, because I hate New York teams. I like this team. I like the Knicks. They're a fun team to watch.
I agree.
That's all I got for you.
The Nova Knicks. Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, just in case you missed it, we'll get to some positive news here. Yesterday, former Rockies center fielder Dexter Fowler, also a key piece of the Cubs World Series title team in 2016, graduated from Penn State with a Bachelor of Science degree in Organization and Professional Communication. He was drafted out of high school back in 2004. He promised his parents he would finish his education, and after making over $100 million playing pro baseball, he graduates from Penn State. I mean, pretty cool to see Fowler, keep his word with his parents and earn his bachelor's, right?
I can't say it any better. I mean, it's just a great feel-good story, and fulfilling his promises. It's great stuff.
And he's a really good dude.
Yeah, I don't know him.
He was a really, really good dude, and good for him for getting out of the Rockies organization and winning a championship.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. You can try before you buy, meaning you can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. Can you imagine walking into a big box store? Hey, can I try out that induction stove? They'd be like, get the hell out of here. There, you can do it. And when you love to cook, being able to try out certain appliances, that's a big deal, man. I mean, right. When you buy a car, aren't you going to want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
You could do that at Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, did the Nuggets lose this game last night? Or is that lazy analysis because, really, Minnesota won this game? Also, should Jamal Murray play on Friday after what he did? And oh, by the way, people are talking about the heating pad, whatever he threw. He also threw in the towel, literally and figuratively. That's next.
I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes they truly exist.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Works, cordless power tools, and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other Works tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works cordless power tools and lawn equipment today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.